Last month, Fred Prince, a biology professor at Plymouth State University, found and confirmed the first woolly mammoth tooth on land in New Hampshire. So the question is, what took so long, especially given that such teeth had already been found in Vermont and Maine? To solve this mystery, we turn, as we do most Tuesdays, to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
Why is the Granite State home to so few mammoth teeth, or for that matter, fossils of any kind?
It's good old geology, which explains an awful lot of what happens around us. Granite, we're the Granite State, not the Limestone State. Granite is an igneous rock, as we all remember from Earth science class. It's formed by cooled lava. Red-hot, molten rock does not preserve fossils very well. Whereas out west and in other places where there are lots of fossils, most of the rock is sedimentary. It means it was formed slowly over time by sediment settling down and turning into rock. And that's a great way to preserve stuff that's in the sediment, such as bones. So it's all because of geology, all our older fossils.
And for the newer fossils, the soil here is not particularly conducive to preservation?
Yeah, that's also a function of geology because of all the various minerals and whatnot underlying it. Our soil is relatively acidic, which is hard, as I understand reading around about it, is hard on bones and teeth. So for mammal fossils, or those, you know, not dinosaurs, but more recent things, say in the last 10, 20,000 years, they don't last terribly well in our soil either. The other issue, of course, was the Ice Age. We were covered by glaciers that came grinding through and mashed up everything and only really started to retreat about 15,000, 14,000 years ago thereabouts, which is probably about the date of that woolly mammal tooth.
And if you've seen this tooth that Professor Prince found, it's not terribly well preserved, but it sounds like the fact that any of it survived at all is spectacular in its own way.
Kind of spectacular. You're right. I mean, the picture he sent me of it, there's no way in the world you or I would have thought it was anything except a weird-looking rock and tossed it aside. And, of course, the story, as you may have heard, that he had is he had found one of these years before when fishing and looked at it and said, oh, that's a cool-looking rock, and tossed it aside. And then last winter he was looking at some work by some colleagues and he saw a picture and realized that he'd been holding a mammoth tooth all those years ago. After kicking himself for a while, he determined to go out and find another one, which is ridiculous. There's no way you can just charge out and find another one, but he charged out and found another one the third day he went looking.
Well, is there anything else then that we may be missing out on in this state because of the makeup of the rocks and soil?
There really is no correlation, but certainly this story made me think of meteorites, meteoroids. There has never been a confirmed sighting, of a space rock in New Hampshire. There was a bit of flurry of attention back in 2012 when there was a fellow who said he'd found one, sent it away to be tested, and we never heard from him again. I tried to contact him and could never get anything from him. So I assume they told him, no, it's not really a space rock. The problem here really isn't geology. It's that rocks that fall from space into the woods amongst all our other rocks are very hard to spot. So I'm sure there are meteorites on the ground right now. No one's ever found them. Virtually all of the confirmed sightings throughout the world have either been found in the desert or else in Greenland or Antarctica, somewhere like that, where they're lying on snow and they're easy to spot. So if anybody ever tells you they have found a piece of a space rock lying in New Hampshire, you should be astonished, delighted, and skeptical.
Well, very few fossils, no confirmed meteorites or meteoroids. What do we say if, not that I hope that this ever happens, but if someone from one of these other states that has fossils and meteorites starts taunting us? What's our comeback line? At least we've got what?
Our black flies are awesome.
Well, on that note, David, thanks so much.
You think. You're welcome.